time now for How You Built That. And today, we're updating a story that we ran about a year ago with Kirby Erdaly from White Salmon, Washington. And Kirby and his family spend a lot of time at the beach, which means they have all observed one of the great wonders of marine life, the free-flying sun umbrella.
When the wind comes up, those things blow down the beach like crazy. And you hear about it all the time. You hear about the beach umbrellas that fly through the air and, you know, land on somebody's car.
And those things blow around because they're not always, well, anchored, right? In a big gust of wind, a metal stake can just fly off the ground. And Kirby just wasn't satisfied with the stuff that was on the market.
Lots of inexpensive tent stakes that you pound in with a hammer or a rock. But there was no really good tool-less solution that would hold in all weather conditions and that would work in sand, it would work in clay.
And because Kirby is a professional woodworker, he started to tinker around with ideas for a better ground anchor. And he was inspired by one thing in particular.
You've probably seen it, and it looks like a gigantic wine cork opener.
And in case you haven't seen this giant wine cork opener, think pets. Because people use this corkscrew thing as kind of an anchor to help keep their dogs tethered outside. And Kirby thought a big screw like that could be great for anchoring all kinds of things.
Because the screw threads have quite a bit more surface area, it increases the surface area between the soil and the ground anchor.
And more surface area means a firmer hold in the ground. Anyway, Kirby started experimenting with prototypes and looking for a company to make the screw. And while he's doing all this, he has this huge, earth-shattering epiphany.
The internet is amazing.
Kirby was able to locate the perfect recycled plastic to make the screws and the perfect injection molding company that could make them.
You could screw this into the ground, anchor your stuff, and the hold is pretty darn incredible.
And then Kirby did a Kickstarter campaign about 4 years ago. He raised $45,000 and boom, his product was launched.
The crazy thing that kept happening over and over again is we would get a phone call or an email that says, I'm going camping on Friday. I have to have these for the weekend. And so I don't know how we went from this product that never existed to something that people have to have for the weekend, and they're upset if they're not going to be able to get it.
Okay, great story so far, right? But then one morning, about 2 years ago, Kirby gets this email.
You know, an angry email. And it said, I ordered your screws from this promotion you did on Facebook, and I haven't gotten anything yet. And I thought, I don't even know what this is. We're not running a promotion on Facebook.
And you probably know where this is headed. Scammers were starting to get into Kirby's business. They were copying his photos and design and advertising cheap knockoffs and way undercutting his prices.
So as soon as we would report one of these for trademark violations is how we would take them down, one would disappear and then two more would pop up.
So Kirby actually did something kind of unusual. He sent his own product for free to anyone who had made the mistake of buying a cheap knockoff. Meanwhile, some of his loyal customers kept reporting the knockoff sites and leaving comments warning new customers about the scam.
We created this kind of international police force, probably of 50 or 60 people, that would email us every day and say, here's another one.
And that helped for a while, but when we last checked in with Kirby, he told us that the counterfeit screws kept showing up online. So in August of last year, he hired a law firm, which has now gone after 85 knockoff companies, with more lawsuits on the way. As for sales, Kirby's doing pretty well. He hopes to do about $1 million in revenue this year. His product is called Orange Screw. To hear more about it or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.